pondering and thinking right after I got off the phone, I think maybe Friday, with Pastor Crosswhite, and of what to minister tonight. And it coincided perfectly with what I'm going to minister tonight. I had no idea what they would be singing. I try not to get involved with that. I just kind of let it flow and let it serve as a confirmation, amen, in the Holy Ghost. And I feel the Lord does have a word for us tonight, amen. God bless you. You can be seated for a few minutes tonight. It's so good to be at Apostolic Lighthouse again. What a joy and a treat always to be back home, amen, and to thank God for what he's doing in our lives. And appreciate the opportunity that we had for, I guess, maybe 10, 11 years, something like that, that we were serving at Texas Bible College, to call this home. Amen. So we got close to a lot of you folks, and love and appreciate each of you and give you honor tonight. And the ministry here, God bless you, and appreciate Brother Crosswhite, Sister Crosswhite, their family. These are longtime dear friends. Amen. And even beyond, my wife and I, we've been married for 39 years this year. And so we, me and Brother Crosswhite, we've not been married, but we've been friends longer than that. Amen. 40 years that we've known each other and have been friends. And so we treasure that friendship through the years and give God glory for it. We love and appreciate them so much. Amen. Fellow comrades in the gospel, praise God, trying to make a difference, positive difference in the world that we're living. Amen. Aren't you thankful to be a part of the body of Christ?
Amen.
Thankful for what God's doing. And so we appreciate the opportunity to minister tonight. And just want to share with you what I feel like the Lord has given me to share with you tonight. So if you'll stand with me, amen, we'll go to the word of the Lord here. It's been a long time. It's been probably 20 years since I've ministered with an interpreter. So it's going to be a little different tonight. And did it when we were overseas and on several occasions. And so tonight we're going to do our best to slow down. Amen. And so maybe give some help to our Spanish-speaking friends tonight. Matthew chapter 11. So glad to have my wife and my daughter and my mom-in-law, amen, with us tonight. Appreciate, amen, them being here just to be able to minister together. Praise God. Matthew chapter number 11, beginning at verse number 1.
Verso uno.
The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities."
Cuando Jesús terminó de dar instrucciones a sus 12 discípulos, se fue de allí a enseñar y a predicar en las ciudades de ellos.
Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples.
Y al oír Juan en la cárcel los hechos de Cristo, les envió dos de sus discípulos.
And said unto him, "Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?"
Para preguntarle, ¿eres tú aquel que había de venir o esperamos a otro?
Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and show John again."
Respondiendo Jesús les dijo, "Id y haced saber a Juan las cosas que oís y veis."
Those things which ye do hear and see.
Las cosas que oís y veis.
The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
Los ciegos ven, los cojos andan, los leprosos son limpiados, los sordos oyen, los muertos son resucitados, y a los pobres es anunciado el Evangelio.
And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
Y bienaventurado es el que no haya tropiezo en mí.
Amen. Shall we pray and ask God's help tonight? Lord God, we're thankful for your divine presence. God, your word, your spirit working, moving in this service tonight. We pray divine revelation. Help from heaven, God, be granted to every child of God. Strengthen us, Lord, we pray. Edify and build up your body. Strengthen us individually and corporately tonight. We will honor you and bless you and glorify you. Continue to work in us and on us and through us, I pray tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you tonight. You may be seated. Now, Jesus said of John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 1, verse, 11 and 11, he said, "Among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist."
Mateo 11:11, Jesús le dice que de cierto digo, entre los que nacen de mujer no se ha levantado otro mayor que Juan el Bautista.
So we know that John was really one of the greatest men that was ever born of woman.
Así que sabemos que Juan era de los mayores hombres que nació de una mujer.
He was a tremendous preacher. He was bold and he was courageous.
Era un tremendo predicador.
In fact, the Bible says of him in Matthew chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan and were baptized of him, confessing their sins.
En todo lugar, en toda Judea, Juan estaba bautizando.
We would say, what a revival, amen. What a great move of God was occurring through this great man that was born of woman. And he even challenged the morals of the king in that day, King Herod, on his illegitimate marriage, pointing out his sin against God.
Incluso en esos tiempos él desafiaba al rey por la inmoralidad de pecado que había cometido durante ese tiempo.
Can you imagine telling the king that he is living in open adultery?
¿Se imagina decirle a un rey que está viviendo en adulterio?
Can you imagine telling him that he is not right with God?
¿Se imagina decirle que él no está viviendo justamente con Dios?
Well, John, don't expect to have any kind of open door to speak or pray at Congress this year.
Parece que Juan no esperaba tener una puerta abierta para hablar.
Don't expect you're going to get any invitation from the White House on giving you some counsel. Or given the president counsel.
Una invitación del presidente o ir a la Casa Blanca.
And so in John's day, what John did, really, you could expect to land in prison for what he said and what he did against the king. And he was cast into prison.
Y por lo que hizo en aquellos tiempos, por lo que dijo y por lo que habló, fue echado a prisión.
Now in the Bible days, we understand prisons were a whole lot different than they are today.
Entendemos que los tiempos bíblicos las prisiones son muy diferentes a las de hoy.
There was no AC, there was no library, there was no weight rooms, there were no outside recreation, there were no televisions.
No había televisiones, ni había aire acondicionado, ni recreo, ni librería, nada.
It was simply a dingy, dark, damp, rat-infested hole in the ground. It was a dungeon.
It was a dungeon. Un agujero en el suelo, una mazmorra oscura y fea.
And so it appears that John is at the end of the road here, and his final days is living out is in this dungeon as what appears to be somewhat of a failure, an embarrassment and a shame on his ministry.
Parece que aquí había acabado su ministerio lleno de pena, de fracaso, por lo que se podría ver.
John had lived his entire life basically for the Lord. His whole life from the time, the Bible says in Luke 1:15 that he was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. So what a testimony that this man had lived for God all of his life.
Y el testimonio de Juan es que vivió toda su vida completamente desde incluso antes de que naciera para Dios.
He had surrendered to God at a very early age to become God's spokesman, to become a forerunner of the Messiah in order to prepare his way.
Y él se preparó para ser el preparador del camino para Jesús, para el Mesías.
And so he lived his entire life in the will of God.
Así que vivió toda su vida conforme a la voluntad de Dios.
And now he's spending his final days in a prison in what he felt was a laughingstock of the whole nation.
Y ahora pasa sus últimos días en una prisión siendo el hazmerreír de la nación.
And it's not setting well with John. It is not setting well with John. The fact is, it's not going to get any better, John.
Y parece que no se va a volver la situación más mejor.
Because we're not going to read anywhere later where John is rescued from prison.
Y no vamos a leer a la Biblia que Juan es rescatado.
There's going to be no supernatural angelic release coming for him like it was for the Apostle Peter in the book of Acts.
Y tampoco va a venir un ángel a rescatarlo como pasó con Pedro.
There'll be no earthquake that frees him like it did Paul and Silas in Philippi.
Ni un terremoto como lo pasó con Pablo y Silas.
No, John, you're going to die in that prison. And you're going to be beheaded at the command of King Herod.
Sino que Juan va a vivir en esa prisión y se le va a cortar la cabeza por órdenes del rey.
And so John's life is a very good example for many today who follow in his footsteps. Many of you are here tonight and you are following in his footsteps. And so let's look for just a moment at the perplexity that John faced in his life. We read in Matthew 11, verse 2 and 3 again. It says, "Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?"
Y aquí otra vez Juan, estando en la prisión, mandó a los discípulos para preguntar a Jesús si era él el que había de venir o no.
Now don't miss the boat here, because this is very important. John is having some major doubts in his life right now.
Aquí Juan, mientras estaba en la prisión, estaba teniendo muchas dudas.
He's sending his disciples with a message, go to that guy that we thought was the Messiah. You know the one, my cousin Jesus. And ask him, is he really the Messiah?
Entonces,
or do we look for another?
Entonces Juan envió a sus discípulos para preguntarle a Jesús si realmente era él el Mesías.
And so in all of this, these doubts are coming into John's life. And because he is having some major questioning. He's out there, I'm in here. Is this the will of God?
Y Juan te estaba preguntando, yo estoy aquí dentro, estoy en la prisión, está afuera, entonces, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué hago ahora?
So let me ask you a question tonight. Was there ever a time in the ministry of John the Baptist, did he ever know for a fact that Jesus was the Messiah?
Y hubo en algún momento en la Biblia, le pregunto si él sabía que Jesús era el
Absolutely. Of course there was a time.
Por supuesto que sí.
Because who was the one that pointed his finger at Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
Porque he knew. El Cordero de Dios.
He knew. He knew. He said that. He said that. And so John was the one as well that baptized Jesus to fulfill all righteousness.
Él sabía que Jesús era el Mesías porque él lo bautizó y lo conocía.
And so did he have any doubts then? When he said, "Hey, that's the Messiah. That's the Lamb of God. He's the one I'm baptizing." Did he doubt then?
¿Acaso él tuvo dudas en la prisión?
Absolutely not.
Por supuesto que no.
So what changed? What changed? Who changed?
Así que, ¿qué cambió?
God didn't change. Messiah didn't change. John changed.
No cambió.
His whole perspective changed. Why now?
Why now? Cambió.
After all of his seeing and doing with the Messiah, why is he changing now? Because he's in prison.
¿Por qué cambió? Porque está en prisión.
He is in prison. Times are tough in John's life right now. Why? He's used to a whole lot better circumstances.
Él pasó mejores circunstancias.
He's used to baptizing thousands of people.
Usualmente bautizaba miles de personas.
And now it's different. He envisions a better end to his life than in prison.
Y él pensó, visionó, miró que tal vez podía tener un mejor futuro que estar en la
cárcel. He's facing a dark mountain. He's facing a deep valley in his life right now. And prison wasn't a part of that plan.
Él estaba pasando un valle de muerte, de dolor, y no, esta presión es lo último que él pensaba.
And so he's saying, "Jesus, if you are really the Messiah."
Y por eso dijo, "Jesús, si tú realmente eres el Mesías."
Then why am I here in this prison?
Entonces, ¿por qué estoy aquí yo en esta prisión?
Don't tell me this is a part of your script or your agenda.
No me digas que esto es parte de tu guion o tu escritura.
Why is this happening this way, Lord?
¿Por qué está pasando de esta manera, Señor?
And the fact is, John did not even realize he was living out his own sermon.
Y Juan no sabía que estaba viviendo su propio sermón.
Do you remember when he said, "He must increase,
cuando él dijo,
but I must decrease"?
Y yo debo desaumentar.
He was living it out.
Él lo estaba viviendo.
He was living that out. And so many times, in much the same way, many followers of Jesus Christ live for him for many, many years, and they see God work his power in their lives. They see him working in the church of the living God through miracles and signs and wonders and people receiving the Holy Ghost.
Y vemos cómo Dios trabaja en nuestra vida, haciendo milagros, sanando.
And they're experiencing all of these glory days. And in the midst of their life, then there are some ups and some downs. And they learn and they grow and they roll with the punches. But through the whole process of time,
pero a través de todo el proceso hay altos, bajos,
things begin to slow down for them spiritually.
Llega un momento que las cosas espirituales bajan,
and the excitement wanes. It's not there anymore.
La emoción ya no está.
And the freshness begins to fade.
Lo fresco se empieza a ir.
And their vision for God and His work diminishes.
La visión por Dios empieza a desvanecer.
And their attitude begins to weaken day after day.
Y su actitud, las actitudes empiezan a...
And they begin to say, well, I've seen it all before. Oh, yes. New converts, they come and they go. Some make it and some don't.
Uno lo logra y otro no.
People, oh, they transfer in and they transfer out. I've sung this hymn and this chorus 1,000 times.
He visto esto toda mi vida, una y otra vez.
Oh, I've heard that illustration. I've heard that example 100 times before.
He escuchado este ejemplo, esta ilustración muchas veces.
Oh, I've seen the missionaries. They come and they've got their slides and they've got their pictures. They've got their stories. They seem to have a burden for people.
Y vemos a los misioneros con sus fotos y todo lo demás. Parece que tienen un deseo por las personas.
We've had some folks baptized lately, and that's good. Some even got the Holy Ghost.
Y vemos a gente bautizada y algunos reciben el Espíritu Santo.
Well, we'll see if they're really, I guess, for real.
Pero ya veremos si realmente están comprometidos.
What is wrong with this sound system again?
Pero qué pasa con este sistema de sonido?
What? You know, why is it so loud in here?
¿Por qué está muy ruidoso aquí?
Why can't I hear anything in here?
¿Por qué no puedo escuchar nada aquí?
You know, you think they get the temperature right in here once in a while.
¿Tú crees que tienen la temperatura bien en este lugar?
And so they find themselves on this downhill grade.
Se encuentran en esta tumba
and
que
the victories on all the mountaintops of yesterday did not lead all the way to heaven.
No lograron llegar totalmente
like we thought it would.
Como pensamos que lo iba a hacer.
The family, you know, the family that started out so good did not end up as I had imagined.
Pero no llegó hasta donde yo pensé que iban a llegar.
The glory days in church, they were short-lived.
Los días gloriosos de la iglesia parece que ya pasaron.
And a generation has passed and it hasn't happened since.
Y las generaciones pasan y no ha habido nada más.
Probably won't anyway.
Probablemente no pase aún así.
Oh, this phase we're in as a church, oh, it's just a passing fancy.
Todo es una cosa así.
Oh, people let you down and I don't know if I'll ever trust again.
No creo que vaya a confiar otra vez.
And sadly, in the midst of all of it, the saints grow cynical and they become full of doubt. Is this it?
Parece que los santos empiezan a
preguntar. Or should we look for somewhere else?
Bueno, esto es lo que tenemos.
Is this it? Or are we needing to move churches?
O tenemos que mover iglesias o hacer algo más.
Well, that's exactly, you know, this is what happens when doubt comes. It comes from 1,000 different directions. That's exactly what John was feeling in that prison. That's exactly what he was going through in his mind. And so in the midst of all of that, I have come to bring some assurance to us tonight. I want you to know that for me, this is comforting. That John the Baptist in this passage, in this scripture, is realizing the greatest man that ever was born is what Jesus said, that he, according to the words, he is doubting. He is going through some tough times. He is struggling with real doubts. And so what does that do for us? It reminds us we're normal.
Nos hace recordar que somos normales, que
todos
tenemos
dudas. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, you know what? You're normal.
Dígale al vecino, usted es normal.
You are also normal. Turn to the other one. Praise God. Because if John, as mighty and powerfully used by God, can begin to doubt, folks, we're normal.
Entonces, también
nosotros somos normales. Amen. We are normal. Praise God. We're not an oddball. Because we all have low times in our lives. We all experience the down times. And if John the Baptist had some discouragement, if he had some doubts, rest assured we're going to go through those times as well. We're
going
to face them from time to time, folks. If you've been living for the Lord any length of time, there are occasions where you've doubted.
Hay ocasiones donde todos dudamos, sí.
There's been occasions I've doubted.
Hay ocasiones donde yo he dudado.
Amen. And so if you've doubted God's love, perhaps maybe you've said, okay, Lord, if you really love me,
tal vez te has preguntado, Señor, si realmente me
then
amas,
why am I having to go through this?
Entonces, ¿por qué tengo que pasar por esto?
Or maybe you've doubted God's power.
Tal vez dudaste, you know, el poder de Dios.
God, if you got all this power that's given into you in heaven and earth, then why don't you fix this situation for me?
Entonces Dios, ¿por qué si tú tienes el poder, por qué no arreglas mi problema?
You got all this power, why don't you heal me, God?
¿Por qué no me sanas si tú tienes todo el poder?
Maybe you doubted even God's return.
Quizás hasta dudaste el regreso.
Why haven't you come yet, Lord?
¿Por qué no has venido aún, Jesús?
Or will the rapture even happen in my lifetime?
¿Acaso el arrebatamiento va a pasar, sí o no?
Or will I have to die, Lord?
¿O tendré que morir, Señor?
Or is there really even going to be a rapture at all?
¿O va a haber una?
We all at times will have these moments where we doubt, and sometimes maybe you've even doubted your own salvation.
¿Hasta incluso dudaste tu propia salvación?
Did I really receive the Holy Ghost?
¿Realmente recibí el Espíritu Santo?
Was that really me speaking in tongues, or was that just me?
¿O era solamente yo hablando en lenguas o era el Señor realmente? No sé.
Or was that really God's Spirit coming in me?
¿O era el Espíritu del Señor entrando en mí?
I would dare say tonight that all apostolic Pentecostal church believers have gone through these times where we've doubted. We've had discouragements in our life and our walk with God at times.
Todos los apostólicos pentecostales han tenido dudas, es un caminar con Dios.
And so all of us are facing from time to time these fears and doubts that come.
Y todos sentimos estas dudas porque somos humanos.
When we're in a prison like John was.
Y cuando estamos en la prisión como Juan
when
lo tuvo.
When we're in a valley.
Cuando estamos en un valle.
When we are facing a fiery furnace.
Cuando estamos enfrentándonos a un horno de fuego.
When we are facing a den of lions.
Cuando nos enfrentamos a una cueva
or
de leones.
Or we are finding ourselves in a wilderness experience.
Cuando nos encontramos en el desierto.
So I ask you tonight, what's your prison?
Ahora le pregunto, ¿cuál es su prisión? ¿Cuál es su valle?
What's your wilderness experience tonight?
¿Cuál es tu desierto esta noche?
Is it financial struggles?
¿Serán problemas financieros?
Is it physical sickness or disease?
¿Serán enfermedades físicas?
Is it family issues or turmoil?
¿Serán problemas familiares?
Is it marital conflict?
¿Serán problemas matrimoniales?
Is it job issues and dilemmas?
¿O de trabajo, de dilemas?
And you have thought in your mind even as you come tonight. And you ask, okay, Lord, what gives here?
Entonces Jesús, bueno, ¿qué pasa?
What is going to, what are you going to do about this?
¿Qué vas a hacer respecto a esto, Dios?
I've done all I know to do.
He hecho todo lo que conozco.
I've tried to be faithful. I've tried to serve you. You know my heart, God.
Trato de ser fiel y tú conoces mi corazón, Jesús.
I've given you faithfully my tithe and my offering through the years, God.
He dado mi ofrenda y mi diezmo fielmente.
I know that I'm not perfect, but I'm trying, God.
Yo sé que no soy perfecto, pero lo intento, Dios, lo intento.
What are you going to do about this, Lord? What are you waiting on? Are you the one?
¿Qué vas a hacer? ¿Qué vas a esperar tú? ¿Acaso
do we look for another?
¿O buscamos por otro?
Let me give you the reason I believe John's perplexity was so deep, and what we can sum it up in a nutshell, and that was John had some doubts because Jesus had not lived up to his preconceived notions.
Y parece ser que la razón de la
See, John,
de Juan,
in his mind, had imagined what the Messiah should be and what he should do.
Y Juan se imaginó como el Mesías debería ser,
like most all of Israel. When Messiah was going to come, he was going to conquer the Roman Empire.
Israel
he was going to lead them to glory and to victory, and John thought the same thing.
Juan pensaba, al igual que los israelitas, que Jesús venía
and so when his expectations were not met,
cuando las expectativas no se cumplieron,
it led to disappointment. It led to discouragement. It led to doubt in his life. And so John had formed this mold in his mind that Jesus should fit into.
Así que Juan pensó que Jesús tenía que cumplir con estas expectativas.
And when Jesus did not fit into it, John is now having some major doubts.
Y cuando Jesús no cumplió con estas expectativas, entonces Juan tuvo dudas.
See, the fact was John didn't have the whole picture.
Y que Juan no tenía la
foto completa. He had an incomplete revelation of who Jesus was.
Tenía una revelación incompleta de quién era realmente Jesús.
He didn't understand that Jesus had to come the first time and to suffer, bleed, and die.
Jesús vino para sufrir y morir.
And the next time that he would come, he would come and set up his kingdom here on earth during the millennial reign.
Es ahí donde él iba a poner su reino por el reino milenial.
John thought Jesus was the conquering king.
Juan pensó que Jesús era el rey conquistador.
But the first go round, he was just simply a savior and a redeemer.
En la primera ronda él fue solamente un salvador.
And so John had doubts because he didn't have the big picture.
Y Juan tenía dudas porque no tenía el panorama completo sobre Jesús.
I want you to notice something here. Jesus, how Jesus responds to John's doubts.
Vemos aquí la respuesta de Jesús a la duda de Juan.
And this next passage is so comforting because it shows us really that when we have doubts, God understands.
Cuando tenemos dudas, Dios entiende.
When we struggle, he knows. He comprehends.
Él sabe, lo comprende.
Now, I want you to notice the tact and the tenderness that the Lord Jesus uses in dealing with John.
Y aquí vemos cómo actuó Jesús respecto a las dudas de Juan.
Verses 4 and 5, I read again. Now Jesus is quoting out of Isaiah chapter 35 that was written hundreds of years before.
Y aquí Jesús está hablando de lo que se escribió en Isaías.
The Bible said whenever John sent his disciples to Jesus, Jesus' reply was this.
Y la respuesta de Jesús a la respuesta de los discípulos de Juan fue esta.
He answered and said unto them, go and show John again.
Id y hacer saber a Juan las cosas que oís y veis.
Those things which you do hear and see.
Las cosas que oís y veis.
The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
Los ciegos ven, los cojos andan, los leprosos son limpiados, los sordos oyen, los muertos son resucitados, y a los pobres es anunciado el evangelio.
And so Jesus tells his disciples, John's disciples, go back, and I want you to tell him again, these things are happening.
Así que vaya otra vez y díganle a Juan que estas cosas sí están pasando.
Because Jesus knows that John will immediately recognize those things as the very credentials of the Messiah.
Y Jesús sabía que Jesús al escuchar esto Juan reconocería esto.
What tact that he uses in his answer to John. Just tell him again. He'll know all of these are signs of the Messiah.
Todos estos son señales del
Mesías. So that he don't doubt, I'm the one.
Para que no dude de que yo
tell him again. Tell him again.
Dile otra vez.
Now notice the tenderness he says in verse 6.
Mira lo que dice el verso 6.
And blessed is he.
Y bienaventurado
whosoever
es.
Shall not be offended in me.
El que no haya tropiezo en mí.
Blessed is the person who will trust me and who's not angry with me.
Bienaventurado el que va a confiar en mí que no se enoja conmigo.
And who does not doubt me even when they don't understand what's going on in their life.
El que no duda en mí aunque no sepa qué está pasando con su vida.
If you remember what Jesus said to doubting Thomas.
Cuando habló de la duda de
He said, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, that's us, folks. We haven't seen him. We've not laid eyes on him. We trust him. We have faith. Amen. And so to not have seen Jesus in flesh and still have faith and trust in him, we're blessed. We're blessed, praise God, because sometimes we don't always understand what God is doing. Amen. Praise God. And so John did not have a full picture, and most of the time, the truth is, we don't either.
Y Juan, al igual que nosotros, no tenemos el panorama completo.
We ponder these thoughts in our minds that we can't comprehend.
Y ponemos estos pensamientos que no entendemos nada.
Why does cancer? Why does heart disease take some of our best?
¿Y por qué el cáncer o otras enfermedades se llevan a las mejores personas que conocemos?
How did that pandemic?
¿Y cómo esa pandemia?
In 2020, COVID-19, how did that figure into God's plan for His church?
De Dios para la iglesia?
Because we look and see all the telltale signs that it had a huge negative impact on the church.
Y vemos que tuvo un impacto muy negativo en la iglesia de Dios.
And why did this accident happen?
¿Y por qué este accidente pasó?
To rob us of our loved one.
Para robarse a los que amamos.
Why did my child die so young?
¿Por qué mis hijos murieron tan jóvenes?
How can this man of God being used so mightily fall? Taking so many other people with him.
¿Y cómo este hombre puede ser tan usado tomando gente?
How can my child,
como mis hijos,
who we raised for the Lord, and we raised
Señor,
in the church,
en
do a 180 and mess up his life or her life so badly?
Y una mala decisión corrompe toda su vida.
Why?
¿Por qué?
My spouse abandoned me and the children.
Y a los hijos también.
These are questions for which most of the time we really don't have answers.
Y son preguntas que no tenemos respuesta.
And so when we come to this point in our life, we have to do what I'm calling the title of my message.
Y tenemos que hacer
when
lo que
I don't
título.
Know the why,
no,
I have
por
to
qué.
Trust the who.
Tengo que confiar en el quién.
When I don't know the why,
no
I just
por qué.
Have to trust the who.
Tengo que confiar en el quién.
Who knows it all? I don't. He does.
Que lo conoce el todo.
And
yo no
so
sé nada.
When I will trust him,
así que confío en él.
Even though I don't see and understand what he's doing in my
incluso
life.
Cuando no entiendo nada de lo que pasa en mi
hallelujah,
vida.
Hallelujah. And so simple faith is what God's looking for out of us. A simple trust. Sometimes when we don't know what he's doing,
solo pide simple fe el Señor.
We know what he's done.
Y cuando no sabemos qué está haciendo,
I said we
hizo.
Know what he's done. He has always been faithful in the midst of all of it. I like the old song that says I can trust God today.
Yo puedo confiar en Dios hoy.
Because he was faithful yesterday.
Porque él fue fiel ayer.
How many can testify to that fact tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. And so he asked us to have faith and trust, amen, in a good and a faithful God that's never failed us, never forsaken us, never have left our side. And so he loves us beyond measure, church. He loves us, amen. He will always do what is best for us. He will always do what is best for our good and for his glory. Hallelujah. So simple faith and simple trust remembers that we don't always have the big picture.
Nunca tenemos la panorama completo.
We may not ever know why until the other side.
Quizá nunca sabemos el porqué.
But when we don't know the why, we just gotta trust the who. Amen, amen. One day soon, we are going to stand before the Lord in heaven, and he is going to unfold our life. And we're going to see the big picture. We're going to say, oh, I see it now. I see exactly. I understand why you had to use those dark colors here. I know now why you had to use the bland colors there. Because it would have never worked together had you not have done it.
Y en el cielo tal vez veamos el por
qué
pasó todo esto.
It's the only way it would have worked.
No hubiera funcionado de otra manera si no pasamos por ese valle.
And so now we see the big picture. When we stand before the Lord and he reveals it to us. Wow, we're going to say, oh, now I see all things really do work together. There was one day, and I'm closing tonight, a little boy was putting a jigsaw puzzle together one day, and he was making very little progress at all.
Un niño estaba armando un puzzle.
His big sister comes along and says, hey, little brother, I'm going to help you. And
su hermana vino a ayudarlo.
He said, okay. And so she reaches under the couch and she pulls out the puzzle box.
Así que saca la caja del puzzle.
And of course, on top of the box is the completed picture of the puzzle.
Y en la caja se ve la completa.
And so she finished the puzzle with no problem at all, put it together.
Así que ella terminó el puzzle completo.
And then he asked her the question, sis, how
preguntó
did
niña,
you
qué?
Do it so easily? What was I doing wrong?
¿Cómo lo hiciste tan fácil? ¿Qué hice mal?
And she said,
well,
you were looking at the pieces.
Bueno, estaba mirando las piezas, sí.
But I was looking at the picture.
Pero yo estaba viendo la foto.
And it all began to make sense. See, from down here on earth, what we see are all the mixed up pieces.
Todo lo que vemos aquí en la tierra son piezas
we cannot really see the completed picture, only God does.
No podemos ver la foto completa,
and
pero
so
Dios
it's
sí.
Up to you and I then to what? Trust God. Trust God even when
Dios.
We don't understand. Paul said we see now through a glass darkly.
Y ahora vemos a través de
but there's coming a day when we'll see it all the way that God intended for us to see it. So when you don't know the why, folks, just trust the who.
Cuando no entiendas el porqué,
trust
confía en
the who.
Quien.
Shall we stand tonight?
Pongámonos de pie.
You see, in this hour, that's why it's so important for all of us, all of us, to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In that prison, John could no longer see him. He was out of sight. Therefore, the doubt began to roll in. It was out of his mind. All he could see was his circumstances that were around him. And so tonight, I don't know what your dilemma is, what your problems are. Maybe you're having trouble and difficulty seeing Jesus. Maybe you're in this prison in your mind or in your body. Maybe you're in a valley tonight. But you remember what the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. You are with me. So tonight I want to encourage you when you don't know the why. Don't have any answers to the question, just simply put your trust in the one who does. Keep your eyes lifted up, looking unto Jesus. Stop asking why and put your eyes back on the who tonight. Shall we pray? God, we're asking your divine grace right now. You know individuals throughout this building that are struggling, God, with their faith and their trust in you. I'm asking you right now, touch them with a special anointing from heaven. Loose your power, your virtue, give them a renewed faith to believe and to trust you. This altar's open tonight if you need a special help from the Lord in your walk with God. You've been doubting, you've been struggling in a prison, you've been in a valley, you've been facing some dark trials. I've come to encourage you tonight. There's one you can look to, and it's in the face of Jesus Christ, the one that's never left you, the one that's never forsaken you. You've just taking your eyes off of him and you put your eyes on your problems and your circumstances. Come on, get your eyes back on the Lord tonight. Let him heal you. Let him strengthen you. Let him wrap his loving arms around you tonight and give you help and strength in your time of need. Oh, we're looking to you tonight, Jesus. We're looking to you tonight, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, reach out to the one that can help you tonight. Reach out to the one that's been there the whole time. Oh, strengthen God. Oh, Lord, help us tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, I'm leaning, I'm looking, I'm longing for your touch. Let your strength undergird us with help from heaven tonight, Lord. Oh, come on, saint of God. Come on, put your eyes back on Jesus. Stop doubting, stop fearing, stop fretting, stop worrying, stop being anxious. Put hope and faith and trust in the one that redeemed you. Hallelujah, he's still right where he's always been. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you for being the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Lord, you're forever constant, forever faithful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, come on, if you feel led to pray with somebody tonight, reach out to them. Minister to them in the Holy Ghost. Lord, your arms around your people tonight. Strengthen us, bear us up, I pray. With help, God, with help. Oh, we're leaning, we're looking, Jesus. For your holy touch, Lord, we do not understand it all. But we're going to trust you in spite of it tonight, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, your work be done in us tonight. Your help, God. Your help from heaven. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
We'll grow strangely dim. In the light of his glory and grace, turn your eye upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. The things of this earth dim in the light of His glory and
heard and he answered.
trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail, no, no.
I want to ask some that can tonight, amen, if you could come and step around the front, amen, just for a moment. I want to bind together. This is what I want you to do. If you could link your arms, amen, as a mighty chain around the front tonight. We all go through times where we need that mighty source. Just link with somebody if you can. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for the strength and the unity and the harmony of just a plain trust in the Lord amongst us. Come on, that faith would be built and strengthened. Amen. I want you to pray for that one that you're linked with right now, that God. Pray with them that God would just do a work in their lives, their souls. God, bind us together. Find us together. Keep us together. Use us together, Jesus. Let strength be in our lives, God. God, our church, God, our homes, our families, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. God, make us strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make us strong, God. Oh, God, make us strong for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, no, I feel the anointing flowing right now. There's an anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come on, let it flow right through you. It's in this place today. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let the anointing flow through you. Just yield yourself to the Holy Ghost. There's strength right now. In the name of the Lord God, hallelujah. Lord, you're our strength, you're our song, and you're our salvation. You're our strength, you're our song, and you're our salvation. You're our strength, you're our song, and you're our salvation. Hallelujah, Rose. Hallelujah, yes, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, there's a divine current happening right here. Come on, just stay right where you're at. Believe the Lord. Let the anointing of the Lord, let a charge come over your life right now. Hallelujah. Lord, in your name, I pray for that charge of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, that fresh charge, that renewal, God. Hallelujah. Come on, the who's in this place right now? The king is in this place. The anointing's in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rose. Hallelujah. 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 I love the scripture says the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Even when the giant of Goliath came, David had sense enough to realize the battle's not mine. Hallelujah. Armed only with the knowledge that God was in control. Amen. Hallelujah. And what did old David take with him? He took a staff. In fact, that's all Goliath seen was this old staff, a shepherd's staff. Goliath said, "What is it? You coming to me with a stick? No, I have something to lean on that's kept me all these years." Amen. Hallelujah. I trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. He's heard my cry. Hey, the God that delivered me from the bear, the God that delivered me from the lion. Amen. He's a God that would deliver me. Hallelujah. Are you thankful tonight for the glory of the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord your praise tonight. Come on, magnify. He's here. You want to rejoice in the Lord tonight. You got a right to celebrate. Come on, victory, victory, victory belongs to you.
Amen, 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 amen.
Somebody ought to celebrate. Come on. I believe there's a celebration time in the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Woo, hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when David got to the head of the problem, held that old big head up. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says the children of Israel seen that and they rallied. Amen. They finally realized it wasn't the what. It was the who right then. Hallelujah. God's still on your side. Hallelujah. He's still. And if God be for you. I said if God be for you. Who could be against you? Amen. When you got the one standing with you, he will be there. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand and a shout. Shout it to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, brothers.